Like. Oh man.
Ugh, so bad.
That is freaking bad.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Brooksy.
Kirsten wasn't talking about our podcast.
No.
No, I was talking
about...
We're
celebrating 100 with this delicious Four Loko I bought at the Plaid Pantry.
Gourmet.
Oh, it's so good. It's Blue Raz. I got... What is this thing? It's like a fucking liter.
You know it's a good flavor when the words of the flavor aren't a flavor.
Yeah.
Blue Raz.
From nature. It's 1 pint, 7.5 fluid ounces, and it's 14% alcohol. Can you believe that shit?
It is a lot of sour apple.
Yep.
Usually I would take my sour apple mixed with caramel.
Yeah, they don't have that flavor yet.
Like...
We get some coffee syrup. You could pump in some caramel into your Four Loko.
Make like a frappuccino type thing out of that.
There you go. Tomorrow morning.
Four
work.
Pick me up. Little pick me up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Little eye opener.
It is. This is the Basement Buddies.
Yes. I'm John.
It's episode 100.
And we have our buddy Kirsten back.
Kirsten's here.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
If you guys didn't know, her husband thought he was on episode 100 months ago.
We tricked him.
Fool.
What a chump.
I think you guys just say every episode is episode 100.
We have
100,
for like 2 months.
So people will want to come on.
It does make it more special, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel special?
Yeah.
We've been planning this for months.
But Brooke also told me 2 weeks ago when I was supposed to be on that was episode 100.
Yeah, well.
No, I said I was having you on for episode 100. That was last week you canceled. And then... I said, you know what, John?
I don't
been
feel
having...
that I canceled. I feel there was just a lack of communication.
The communication was me a couple weeks in advance saying, "How you feel about talking for an hour in 2 weeks?" And you said, "Sure, that sounds good." And then I never talked with her again until the day of.
That's always good.
That's
practice.
Good communication, right?
Yeah.
But okay, 3 hours before, still coming tonight, right? Nope. Sure not.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Why you wouldn't?
Well, I was pretty tired last week anyway. We took a week off. Mm. So now we're only 1 week ahead like we used to be.
Oh.
Because Brooks and I tore up my kitchen floor and put new flooring in.
I saw that.
Yeah. Looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It came out to be as easy as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. There were parts of the kitchen that were a pain in the ass, but that's to be expected. And being the genius I am, I measured incorrectly, and we are like 2 boards short, so I had to order more flooring.
You didn't take up my idea of just getting my paintbrushes out and trying to paint to match
the pattern on the floor.
It was kind of designed.
Yeah,
it was
I'm sure it looked good.
It was kind of like fake stone floor kind of looking.
Yeah, it's supposed to look like tile.
I probably could have matched that up on that plywood.
You know, I don't want to break your heart, but I've seen the art that you've produced. And I don't know if you're quite up to the task.
All right.
You get your wood burner out.
Oak?
Burn it into the floor.
So you're saying I'm a better wood burner than I am.
I mean, that actually could be kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, that subfloor, you know, my house is quite old and it had renters for a long time. And I think they had a dog because we ripped up that floor and you could smell dog.
Ew.
Immediately.
Yeah. And so I put all the old flooring in my trunk. And when I got in my car to drive over here, I was like, it kind of smells like dog piss in
Ew.
Here. Yeah. So hopefully we got
rid
of that, some of that stank.
Yeah.
And a couple years ago when we put we took the wall out, I ripped off this wood paneling, ugly wood paneling. I don't know who the fuck would have wood paneling in their house.
Somebody that hates spackle.
And,
That hates, just hates doing,
Right.
Sheetrock.
I'm trying to burn you, Brooks. You got wood paneling down here.
This wood paneling is awesome down here.
I mean, it makes sense in a basement. But anyway, it was in my living room. I peeled it off and it was like cigarette smoke residue on that wall. So I scrubbed it all off and then I painted it. Got rid of that stank too. So
when are you going to get your stank out of there?
Never. Oh, it's in the bones of that house.
I go
in the crawl space and I fart a whole bunch.
So what's happening, Kirsten? You've been in the same boat as everyone else in...
Yeah, America, I feel like we're getting like a little bit more relaxed just with like seeing family or whatnot. But yeah, we've pretty much been staying home. Stay home, save lives. That's what they say, right?
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Don't you go into work?
I mean, yeah, I do go to work.
Don't you go to parties at folks' houses?
No.
Going downtown?
You don't, and my you kids think this still is all go to hoax? Daycare. But, I mean, they have to, so. Yeah, but other than that, not really much. We went to the beach once. We're going to Sun River next weekend, so.
Oh,
we've
nice.
Been doing, like, a few little things here and there, but.
Are you renting a house over there? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually had a whole big trip planned with my dad. And then in, like, March, when COVID kind of started, we had just canceled it because we were like, well, we don't want to not get our money back because we didn't really know what would happen. And then he ended up renting, like, another place. So we're kind of doing it again, but not the same house. So that should be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Sun River is nice.
I think all the pools and stuff are closed, but I mean, we can still ride bikes or go to the river or whatever. So,
does Ethan ride, your oldest, does he ride a bike?
He has a bike. And when we bought it for him, he was like, I don't want any, he like wanted nothing to do with it. And then he kind of started getting more used to it and he was getting pretty good on it, like pedaling well. And it has training wheels. And then one day he like went to get off of it and he got off fine, but then as he got off and was like walking away, it like fell over.
Ooh.
But not on him, it just fell over.
Oh, it just fell over.
And like, then he was like,
it's a death trap,
that's what it, I'm done with that, that's bike fine. Like he wants nothing to do with it now. So actually I'm hoping he'll if my dad's riding a bike that he'll like want
okay
to.
So yeah, be like, because
right now he's like, I don't even want that bike. Actually,
you fell
the other
over
day,
one time, it's yeah, ruined.
Yeah. That's
the
funny.
Other day, he's like, Hannah can just have it. I'm like, okay.
Just give her my trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, the older brother is a big bully, isn't he?
He's just, he's a funny kid. I mean, anything that just doesn't work out, he's like, no thanks. Like when he used to do soccer, then one day he got hit in the head with a ball and he's like,
nope.
Oh, I'm done with that,
I'm
now.
Fucking out.
Yep, no thanks, done.
It's, you know, I'm kind of into that.
It's people don't like quitters. But the older I get, the more, like, I'm fine with it.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
He's going to be so good at quitting smoking. Just imagine.
Oh, so good.
He's going to start up and he's going to be like, I'm good. Yeah, fuck this. One cough and he's just going to stop. But, yeah, I'm cool with quitting. It's,
I mean, for certain things, right?
We need more quitters. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be a star soccer player.
How do you know? Maybe.
The next.
No, I mean, like, odds are. No.
Okay.
Right?
I thought you were saying maybe. You've seen
more than likely, he will not be.
Correct. Be the next Ronaldo.
Sure.
That's a soccer person.
That's someone who's played soccer.
Mexican team, right?
He plays for...
Spain?
Manchester United.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
John, you're looking at your phone.
I don't know that
this
at all.
This is soccerfacts.org.
David Beckham.
There we go. David
is Mia Hamm still playing? How's she doing?
All my famous
soccer
players.
She's
got to
be super old by now.
I think like, she's younger than we are, like, isn't she?
She's probably
no way.
34 now. Way out of prime.
Ancient. I guess for like a star athlete,
I'm
that's
true. I'm
pretty
sure she was like 20 when I was like,
I mean, we'll
16.
Never we'll never know.
I can't know.
No. There's no way of knowing. No human can know this.
I'm looking it up right now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh. How she's so old.
Has a happy... How old is she?
48.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, holy shit.
Wow.
That was way off. I'm 50, you guys. I just turned 50.
She's younger than us. How old did you turn? 38?
38, my friend. Last week, I turned 38. And for my birthday, I took off a day of work, and I went and had lunch with my beautiful wife.
Oh, that's
you
nice.
You did it. We suggested you.
It was, yeah, partially because Chris suggested it.
Where'd you guys go?
We were going to go to our favorite restaurant in Montevilla called The Redwood.
Yeah.
But we went there, and they weren't open yet.
Is that where we went after your...
Correct, yeah.
Your wedding?
Yep.
And in your living room?
That's like our anniversary restaurant. Yeah. We always go there. And it's just a cute little place in Portland. And everyone should go there and support them because I think they're struggling, like all restaurants.
Yeah, I've never been there.
And anyway, it was close. So we were like, ah, shit, what should we do? And I was thinking about it and I thought, well, let's head on down to the Carts on 12th and Hawthorne, which is like a classic Portland cart location. It's been there forever. And I really wanted some poutine.
Mm-hmm.
Are you
ooh,
a
poutine.
Fan of poutine?
I've actually never had it.
So it's like chili cheese fries.
Right.
But it's not chili.
It's gravy.
It's just gravy. Yeah. Which is like the most I've often been confused why Americans don't eat it, because it's the best.
Right.
It's right up our alley.
It seems like it hits all the marks.
You know freedom fries, right?
Yeah, we all love those.
You take some...
And you know gravy, the most American thing.
And you know what? The first step of making cheese, the curd part?
Yeah. Like half-made cheese.
Half-made.
Well, we all... Oregonians love squeaky cheese from Tillamook.
Right, that squeak. Same thing.
And that's it. And it's great, of course. Of course it's great.
Why isn't it in America? Probably I think it's some... law against it.
I've been thinking about it a lot, and it's the name. I think Americans go,
oh,
that
sure
sounds weird. If it's called gravy fries, everyone would be eating it.
Yep, 100%.
Freedom pile.
A freedom pile. Okay, I'm into it. So there's a cart down there called Potato Champion. We went down there and got it, and it was just like a really nice day. It was 75, 80 degrees out, and it was really nice to just spend some time with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And she got her order with jalapenos on it. Mm. And I was like taking bites from her, you know, being a big, fat, horrible husband. Mm-hmm. I'm always stealing her food. I was like, God damn, these are good jalapenos, like pickled. And I asked the guy, I go, oh, do you make these? He goes, nah, I just buy them at Cash and Carry.
You're like, I'm getting some.
And so on the way home, I stopped at Cash and Carry and bought like a $9 gallon bucket of fucking... pickled jalapenos.
So how are you feeling after
It's been a rough week. I've definitely had some spicy poops, but they're very, very good. I'm actually impressed with how delicious they are.
Yeah, when we were doing the wall, you're like, you want some jalapenos?
Hey, you
want to
eat some of these jalapenos? And it makes everything better. You can put jalapenos on quite a lot of food.
You can.
Yeah. I've really, as I've gotten older, gotten into more spicy things and strong flavored foods, you know, because your taste buds are dying.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
I think so. When I'm 80, I'll just be like chewing on rocks and cactuses and stuff.
Yep.
The poking, I think that's where it goes.
The needles stabbing
into your
tongue.
I think they say that's why old people always really like sweet flavors, because it's one of the last flavors you can taste.
You're already there, Brooks. Like I know that's the first flavor you can taste.
Yeah, I think it's similar when you're aging as well, like, you know, elderly.
Yeah. Also, you're old and you're like, yeah, fuck it. My teeth are gone anyway.
For sure.
That was my grandma for probably the last 3 years of her life. She would only drink Slim Fast and Barks root beer, or like root beer. So she would have like two cans of root beer and a thing of Slim Fast every day for years.
Yeah. That sounds
pretty
good.
I was actually just reading an article about aging because Chris's grandpa's 92. And it was talking about how, you know, a lot of old people kind of stop eating, but their family members think like, well, why aren't you eating? Like, you must be like trying to die sooner or something. But actually, it takes your body so much energy to like digest food that's actually your body's way of like conserving energy.
Okay.
Is reducing like food intake because it needs that energy to like keep your heart going. And
right.
Instead of wasting it on digestion.
Your mind has done the math, and it's like, with what is on you right now, you will make it 6 years.
Yeah.
You have enough fat on you.
Only having vitamins and water.
Yeah. Which is kind of crazy.
But if you start taking things in.
Right.
It's too much work.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
I noticed, like, my sister was on, like, a year ago, and she was talking about fasting. I've done it from time to time, and I do notice, like, yeah, you get a little bit hungry. It's easier than you think it is. And as soon as you eat, you get really tired.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, time for naps. But you have all this energy before because your body isn't working on digesting. It actually takes a lot of work.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I've heard. Like Penn Jillette, famous faster.
Oh, right.
He loves doing that fasting. Whenever he's going to do, well, whenever he did like big things, like he went on Celebrity Jeopardy. He just didn't eat for 2 days in advance. He had all the brain power.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they say, that it makes your mind, like, more clear.
Is that why you're so stupid, Brooks?
Probably. I mean, I can only assume, John.
It's all that candy.
Fuck you.
Aww.
Except for candy, right?
Right. No, candy's
that's fine.
In the study.
Simple sugars
makes that's you smarter.
The perfect brain food.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. We started, there's a food cart, like, a block from here now.
Uh-huh.
Or just no less than a block. And we went there last week, and they have like some sandwiches, some not poutine, but they have some their own version of poutine that's like, last week it was like a pastrami sandwich on top of French fries with all the fixing, but it was too dry because pastrami's not, you need the gravy. And then last night we went and we got a, it was like a beef stroganoff on top of, with tater tots.
Oh, hell yeah.
That would probably be pretty good.
And that was like pretty good. But
dude, almost, keep making this.
Yeah, but it was like, it looks like slop. That's the thing about beef stroganoff. You're like, it doesn't look what like the $10 I'm paying for somebody else to make it for me.
I think about that with corned beef hash. You ever get that like at a breakfast diner?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe.
And it looks and kind of smells like dog food.
Yeah.
But tastes great.
Uh-huh.
And so, you're just like, yeah, give me that can of dog
food. I feel like that with chicken and dumplings.
Oh,
like
yeah.
I don't, that's never something I like grew up eating. But one time we were in Florida visiting my husband's dad and his wife. Anyways, we went to, they always say, oh, there's this great barbecue restaurant or there's this great Southern restaurant. And then they take you there and it's like, Famous Dave's or like Cracker Barrel. I'm like, these are like just like chain restaurants. Anyways, we went to Cracker Barrel.
Oh, this local place?
Yeah, the local Florida place. His Chris's stepmom was like, oh, you got to get the chicken and dumplings here. Like, it's amazing. And I'm like, well, okay. Like, I've never really had that. Like, why not?
Yeah.
It was just this. The only way to describe it, it was just a plate of white. Like, the chicken was white, the dumplings were white, the gravy was white. There was some pepper flakes in it. I'm like, this is nasty.
You're like, hey, can I have that spicy? And they just put more pepper on it? You're like, okay.
So bad. I'm like, why would anyone that must be, eat this?
Not that Chris's stepmom is old, but that must be an old person thing. Because my in-laws love this place out in Troutdale called Tad's Chicken and Dumplings.
Oh.
And it's on the Sandy River. It's a really cool location. It's been there forever.
It's right on the river, right?
Yeah.
Man, this is some green for a loco. I just poured it into an actual cup.
Oh, no.
I'm putting this in my body?
Yeah. Well, you don't have
that's
to.
Bad. No, why is it?
Oh, it's eating a hole through the table. Oh, holy shit. But that's like if we're going out for their anniversary or something, they're always like, oh, let's go to Tad's. And it's the same shit. It's this big plate of mush, and that's what they're famous for, obviously, is chicken and dumplings. And I fucking hate that place. I'm always mad when we have to go there.
Fuck Tad's. No. I will not take any of their emails for sponsorship.
Nope. I refuse. This episode brought to you by Tad's Chicken and Dumpling. It's right by the Tippy Canoe. You guys ever go there? No.
Out the Sandy River.
Wait, didn't that catch on fire?
Yeah, I think so.
Recently.
3 years ago, maybe?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I've never been there. I just had heard of it from the fire news.
You know, out deep East County, there's not a lot out there. Right. So there's like four restaurants that people go to. Mm-hmm. One of them being Olive Garden.
Oh.
People get really excited.
Gourmet.
The Olive Garden?
The Olive Garden. The original.
The original. Yeah. Started there.
A real Italian opened that one up.
I mean, when you're there, your family.
I think one of the last times I saw the whole group was at Olive Garden.
That's
all
true.
All of us together.
We celebrated hangout night. Was that 10 years or something like that?
No, it was 5 years.
5 years?
Was that in like February?
It was in February.
My wife organized most of that.
Yeah.
So. Well, what happened was we had all these gift cards that we had to get rid of.
All the leftover gift cards.
From her mom.
I don't even know when we had the last hangout. I know we were like supposed to be one of the last hosts at our house, and I just
canceled
it. But I don't remember prior to that where we were.
It would have had to been around March, right?
Yeah.
Because we...
I feel like maybe it was here.
Could have been.
Could have been.
I think a lot of stuff happened awesome for our family. Like, they started talking really shitty about, like, COVID. Like, hey, this thing's coming. People are starting getting cases.
Yeah.
And then Jamie and I went out that Saturday night, and there was, like, no lines anywhere, and went to all the cool places, and then it just shut down, like, the next day. But that could have been the last time.
Was it because of you?
It was because of me.
Mm-hmm. I knew
you
it.
You were a super spreader.
I went to Pock on Division, and now that's... They've chose to close down like every other location.
Mm-hmm.
Is Pock Pock gone?
just one, like they're only
that's
having
the
one.
Original though
the
right?
original
yeah yeah I feel bad for all those restaurants, man.
Me too.
So I ran into a super hippie, John.
Oh no,
your favorite kind of hippie.
Okay, am I famously against hippies? I mean, I hang out with you.
Hey. It's COVID that's turning me into a hippie.
Uh-huh, sure.
It's because I don't have to see as many people. I got stung by a bee at work.
Okay.
On the back of my leg.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, let me piss on your leg. That will get rid of the sting.
I was like,
I got this SCOBY
like, sure,
from my kombucha.
Ahead.
That'll suck out the toxins.
No, I'm like, walking back to my truck. I got stung by a bee. Like a little puss.
Uh-huh.
Like I should be.
You had your thumb in your mouth.
And she's like, wow, that's good medicine. That's really helping you. And I look at her, I was like,
huh?
What? She's like, oh, are you all right? But that turns out Netflix has this show called like Be Well or some. It checks out all these hippie things. Bee stinging is making a resurgence.
What?
As medicine.
What? I don't
as
get
medicine.
It.
I mean, it famously
What's
kills
it supposed
people.
To do?
It's supposed to, you get, I haven't watched a Netflix thing, but I assume I've seen it in the past.
So like, you're coming to me with no information?
Fuck, like always.
Just a thing you kind of heard once?
Like always.
Okay.
You get, they take bees and they sting you with them and it heals you of all your ailments.
Oh, good.
So Kirsten, working in a medical field, I think this is the kind of stuff you
yeah,
should get
I,
behind.
Yeah, why don't you present that to your board of directors?
Never heard of that one.
Be like, I brought some medicine here.
Well, it is
it's
obstetrics and gynecology, so...
Gynecology,
here you go.
Perfect.
There you
put
go.
Put this bee up your vagina and see what happens.
Wasn't wasp nests up the vagina a thing from like a year and a half ago?
I've never heard of
what?
That. I have heard of people putting garlic
doing?
In their vagine to cure like a yeast infection, but
keep
not
away,
a bee.
Keep away vampires.
What do you mean wasp nests? Hold on, let's get back to this. Where did you hear this?
The true reason I'm saving this hornet's nest on the table here
uh-huh.
is because there's a possibility it will cure some sort of vaginal ailment,
okay.
I guess. Or Are other you... ailments.
All right. Who's telling you these
I guess
things?
I don't understand.
Memes
like,
on Facebook.
Okay, all right.
You
that
get
makes sense.
Stung by a bee, does it like increase like white blood cell production or
yeah,
something?
That sounds about
cause
right.
Because your body's like trying to fight it? I don't
okay.
get it.
This is how dumb people fall for things. They're like, well, it... You get stung, your body sends magical spirits to that spot, and they fix the problem.
Right, white blood cells.
So knee
yeah.
pain.
Yeah, wizard stuff.
Uh-huh.
White wizard blood cells. So if you sting your knee, the white blood cells will replace
oh,
your knees.
Okay, I see. So let's. So you have like you have arthritis
oh,
in your wrist. So
okay.
you sting
man.
Yourself in the wrist. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm
actually,
a fucking idiot. That sounds about right.
See?
That actually, I don't think that's real, but it kind of makes sense.
That's right.
I
that's
mean,
what I'm talking
botulism
about.
Is Botox.
Right.
So I mean, that's kind of a thing. That's a paralytic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
I gotta watch this.
Acupuncture is
there
a thing.
Oh, yep.
That's totally super
another
valid science.
Type of needle. Maybe we gotta get stung in the right chakra, John.
Hmm. Hmm. When I was in grad school, my professor had a real hippie girlfriend, and she had, for some reason, he had a bunch of acupuncture needles mm-hmm. in the lab. I remember getting some and poking myself with them. It's kind of fun. They don't, like, hurt. It's a really
I've
strange...
I've actually thought about getting
yeah,
it before
I've gotten it.
For, like... stress or like something like that.
Yeah.
I've
I think it'd be pretty
it,
relaxing.
That's the
I think so.
Most of the things it seems like I watched one episode of the show and it's like, okay, when you sit still, take a lot of deep breaths, you'll
yeah.
probably feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you go it's half of it is just going to an office, talking to someone authoritative
mm-hmm.
and they go,
mm-hmm.
it's gonna be okay and you just feel better.
Yeah.
Right.
And you go,
and,
well,
it doesn't matter what they do to you.
Huh,
they
sure doesn't.
Sting you, or, I don't
they
know.
They put those cups on you. You
oh,
get
cupping.
Some cupping.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's just that right along the lines with bees.
Yeah, you might as well.
I'm good for cupping, though.
I mean, you might as well just get a massage, because that
right.
actually is nice.
That's
and...
what I, yeah.
But I don't want Can someone we... seeing my hairy back, John.
You think those ladies give a shit? Or men?
I've only had two massages, and one of them... when I was in high school, I was in this like anatomy and physiology class. And we were supposed to go to this field trip to see a cadaver.
Worse and worse.
Ew. And I was super sick. I had mono, so I couldn't go.
The kissing disease.
Uh-huh. And it was this big thing in the class. Like, if you don't go to this
Kirsten.
Field trip, like, you, like, don't pass. Like, it was this huge thing. Anyway, so I went to my teacher and I was, like, crying hysterically because I'm like, I literally can't go. Like, I'm sick. I can't be at school. Anyways, well, he's like, it's fine. You can, like, go talk to the counselor. She'll set you up, like,
go down
with
to the train tracks. There's probably some bodies
yeah,
down there.
Yeah, she'll set you up with, like, a makeup, like, field trip type thing. And I'm like, okay, what, like, whatever.
It's only at midnight.
Anyways, her makeup field trip was that I had to go to the Ashmead School of Massage and get a massage. I'm like, this is pretty sweet.
Oh, that's a bummer. Where would you go see a cadaver? That'd be kind of fun.
I think it was like at OHSU or something. I don't that remember where we were going.
John, do you want to see a cadaver?
Yeah.
Have you?
No. I've always wanted to go to Body Works, but I'm not like keyed into
it's
the whole.
It's like going right now, though, which is the bummer thing.
Mm. Is it really?
It was
going to be happening.
They're doing a virtual.
I don't
actually,
want that.
I wonder if they're doing.
They think OMSI's open. Maybe it's.
I think it is. And I almost remember reading, because we have a membership there. I almost remember reading that they're doing like small group.
Okay.
Like
schedule it.
Yeah.
And
sort of
up.
Thing.
No, I mean, I'd totally
it's
be into that.
It's not the same. Like, okay.
Do you get a poke at them?
Sure. I could look at eight guys that they've rearranged their dismembered bodies into looking like an octopus, but. Seeing a guy on a table is completely different. Like, they have, like, whatever, the long jump dude completely skinned.
Okay.
Muscles jumping over something.
It'd just be really interesting, I think.
But it feels different. The plasticization process.
Sure. Yeah.
Takes away. Let's go see a dead body.
Well, I mean, I've seen
a dead body
like my dad in
is.
A casket.
But
or my grandma.
Someone not.
Not related to me?
With, okay.
I mean, I could just hang out like at the morgue, probably.
They could hook you up.
I've only been to one funeral where there was like an open casket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a strange
and
thing.
And it was really weird. Like, it didn't look like the person at all.
No, it really doesn't. I mean.
Why are they so bad?
It's because that 21 grams is gone. That's what the weight of the soul is.
Oh.
Didn't you see that Benicio del Toro movie?
Well, no. I also think they're all okay. Like.
Joe saw it.
Weird
he'll back
and
me up.
Bloated and like filled
I mean,
with fluids.
My dad looked good. He looked really white, like his hair was way older than he was that I remember. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And yeah, they're like laying down so the face doesn't hang exactly the same. And
yeah,
I don't know. It is strange. What about?
I saw.
Do you want to have an open casket? When?
Hell
when
no.
You die?
I better be cremated.
Yeah, bury me up, throw me in the river.
I want Chris to mix me with some type of tree and plant me in the ground.
Oh, there you go. That's grandma's tree.
I think
tree.
By then there will be like eco, not funerals, but cemeteries where it's just like
yes.
trees. That's like where I would want to be.
You should talk to my wife because she was just, actually, I think when we were on our little day date, she was talking about her next big business idea. I'm going to steal it from her right now.
Spread it to all of our listeners?
Yep.
Some of them are moguls.
Oh, no. Hey, don't listen to the guy who built that place next door, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin Kavanaugh. Sorry.
Hey, where's your check, by the way, Kevin?
I've been getting it.
Oh, you have? Oh, okay.
Everything is cool with Kevin.
Is there money falling out of your pockets over there?
Kevin has never done anything wrong.
Oh, I see. A little backpedaling. Anyway, she said, I feel like in Portland, this would be really successful. Have a parlor, a funeral parlor that's all about the eco burials where they put you like in a sack and bury you in the dirt so you decompose and all this. Mm-hmm. And like you could have, I don't know, 40 acres out in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And you could have, like, areas designated. I feel like
well,
you could make it work.
I feel like Tanya and I would be really good business partners.
Okay. I could see you guys.
Also, I think you could also sell it as, like carbon neutral, right? Because if you're planting tree, I don't know. I agree with her
I
on
feel
that.
Like what's better, Oregonians, Portlanders what's, would be into it.
What's better than carbon neutral?
Carbon positive?
Carbon positive.
There we go.
Well, negative.
You never hear carbon positive.
Yeah.
Negative.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, see? Good thing we talked. It's carbon negative. Less carbon. Yeah.
But negative means bad.
But the
fuck,
less
yeah, people
carbon.
Are dumb. Carbon positive it is.
Carbon good. Good carbon.
Less carbon.
Good for Earth, planet, green.
Yeah. Yeah, just say eco a bunch and green.
Make sure there's a plant on the brochure.
Right. My mom always said just bury her in the backyard at the house.
You can.
You have to get like permits and stuff.
The truth is it's a bunch of permits and there's all these, you know, big cremation and big funeral home trying to stop us from burying.
If there was a storefront in Portland you could walk into and you go, hey, you know, grandpa died. Can we just, you know, bury him in a field? I think that could be really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't have a dumb gravesite you gotta go.
He loved corn.
He did. Just
plant him in a cornfield.
Some of those
he died
like,
doing
cemeteries
what he loved, eating corn.
Are so depressing.
Yeah.
Like, my great grandma died probably like 8 or 9 years ago, maybe. And her and her husband had purchased this cemetery plot, you know, when they were like 30.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking about the plots
but they're
now, but
super
should I?
Catholic, so it was like their church plot. I mean, it was kind of like part of their, you know, community or whatever. Anyways, so they buy this thing and we have her funeral and all of that and go to this cemetery where she's being buried. And I'm like, this place is so like just weird and not kept up and like...
It's a
no
bummer.
No one's coming here to visit you. It's like where it was
Why
maybe 30 years ago was beautiful, but now it's like next to an industrial building. Like it's just a weird...
It is kind of grim.
Yeah.
And it's not like a celebration of life. Mm-hmm. That's what I would want at my funeral is to people not to be bummed out that I'm dead, but be happy that I was alive.
Right.
And I feel like cemeteries are kind of focused in the wrong direction. I've been to my dad's gravesite a few times and it's just like, What? That's not my dad. You know? My dad is like in us and he's our family and he's part of who I am. He's not this hunk of metal on the ground. But anyway.
So I've started making caskets for all of my friends.
Yeah.
I'm going to come by for measurements later on this month. What are you thinking? Teak, John?
Oh, I want, what's that African wood that's like super dense?
Zebra?
And
zebra
it's crazy
wood?
Expensive.
Yeah. I want birch.
Birch.
Mm-hmm.
Balsa.
Oh, balsa.
So I fall out when you're haul bearing me.
Everybody lift.
Oh, snap.
Fall out halfway onto the ground.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, throw me in a sack. Chuck me in the river.
Done.
Who gives a shit?
I think there are like the, you can do like the burlap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like wrap type thing too.
Yeah. The whole concept of the coffin is strange because it's like my dad's was metal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like sealed. And you're like, why?
Just in case there's some sort of...
Yeah.
I've watched enough or listened to enough Boxcar Children where they have to exhume the bodies.
Oh, right. To solve future crimes.
Future crimes. Was your dad up to any mysteries?
Who knows? Maybe.
Was he buried with any artifacts, perhaps?
He did have this amulet around his necklace with this giant emerald in it. It was his dying wish, so we had to do it.
See?
Don't if you look through it, you could see people's true nature.
Now we got problems.
Yeah, it might have been cursed. I don't know.
Anyways, John.
Anyway, I see you got a big pile of papers over there, Brooks. You got something interesting for us?
We asked for questions. We're still working our way through the Superfan Tanya's 49 great questions. Superfan Tanya. So, Joe. Courtesy of Joe Meets World and Bat Friends, two podcasts that Joe does. He does two podcasts.
I should listen to Bat Friends. I haven't checked it out. Sorry, Joe.
There are 100 Superfan Joe. Hey, remember Hoobastank?
No.
I do.
Was that Pissing the Night Away?
No.
No.
Was
Chumbawamba.
Yeah, holy shit.
I don't remember Hoobastank.
No, Hoobastank was...
apparently...
And the reason is you. What was that song?
And the reason is you.
Yeah. However that song
That's
goes.
The only words I know.
And the answer is no.
No for you, yes.
I remember Chumbawamba.
Pissing the night away. I drink a whiskey drink.
Get knocked down, and I get up again.
Yeah, see?
That song bops.
It does.
Cool. I know.
Did you ever have an invisible / imaginary friend?
I never did. No.
I did. I had an imaginary sister.
Oh,
you were an only child, right?
Yes. I'm not sure what her name was, though. But it was probably for like a couple months. I was probably like four or five, maybe.
And like you remember seeing her and interacting with her?
Yeah. I just remember like my parents being like, oh, who are you talking to? I'd be like, oh, my invisible sister.
Huh.
I don't recall what I thought her name was, though.
Huh. That's interesting. Was it Hannah?
No.
Oh.
Hannah is your daughter's name.
Right.
Yes.
Which
you now know. It's not Autumn, you terrible friend. And she's turning two in like a week.
Believe it or not, I know both of your children's names.
Both? You have that much mind energy just ready and able?
I do.
You want to go to the next level? Tell me their middle names. That's impossible. Nobody knows that.
Jackson. Robert?
Nope.
Jackson and Ryan.
Close.
Jackson James.
Named after his grandpa.
Is it Daniel Kurt?
Daniel Edward.
Hey.
Oh.
There we go. The two grandpas get middle names.
My dad got a middle name Cred.
Yeah.
My
middle name's Cred?
Both of my sons. That's a cool
middle
name.
Middle name is David.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Wait, isn't that Chris's middle name?
No, his middle name is Scott.
Scott. Oh. Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
I don't think I had an imaginary friend. I think maybe television video games were my imaginary friend.
Yeah.
They never let me down.
No, I was never that imaginative.
You had a lot of siblings.
Yeah, there was always people around. I was never alone, so. And like growing up, my neighbor Noah was almost my same age.
Mm-hmm.
So basically my earliest memories are hanging out with my neighbor, running around, catching snakes, climbing trees. You know, digging in the dirt.
Noah.
Kid stuff.
Noah was imaginary.
What?
He was a ghost.
No, my sister can tell you he's real.
What?
She's like, I saw him once.
She's like, Noah died 50 years ago.
Yeah.
We go to the cemetery. There he is.
So we got 100 questions from Joe.
We got 100 questions from Joe.
That's fucking crazy. So we got like 20 more to go.
And I've kind of perused through them.
That's cheating.
Should we go to number one? Oh, fuck.
You shouldn't be in charge of this.
Wait a minute. I shouldn't.
You need, like, a secretary.
Kirsten, that's why we brought you.
Uh-huh.
My secretary is overtaxed in this house.
She's busy?
She's busy. I can't give her anything
else. I think you guys could get, like, an intern or something.
Yeah. They're like some Chinese exchange student we could get to work here for free.
At 100 episodes, they issue every podcast a fact check guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, from the Podcast Academy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well,
or whatever it was called.
The best is funny. Oh, wait a minute. What was this trophy from?
No, yours was that plaque.
Okay.
That nameplate.
I've lost it.
I do want to retire the what's wrong, what's your deal, Brooks? I'm kind of out of stuff.
You figured out my deal?
I think you're a kleptomaniac you have authority issues. You don't want to be told what to do.
We didn't need to figure that out from, from your phone. Everybody already knew.
Yeah, we all had that.
Everybody knew that.
I'll bring it back when I think
of stuff. I thought you were
going
to bring up something that, you know, for humor's sake.
Oh, did you... wet the bed. That's all I got.
Fuck yes, I did. Shit. Fuck.
I still do.
Oh, damn it.
Have you ever, as an adult, wet the bed?
Not drunk.
I have got up and peed in the closet.
I've all been there.
Yeah.
My husband's done that before.
Yeah.
I think I did wet the bed once when I was like, maybe like 16 or 15. Was drunk. I don't recall. I remember I was having a dream where I was going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I wet the bed.
Yeah.
But other than that,
it's happened to the best of us.
Actually, I have a friend who will remain nameless that.
It was Caitlin.
It was Chris.
Has dated different people throughout her life. And for a while, she had this boyfriend that she actually lived with that used to piss the bed.
Like, frequently?
Like, all the time.
Huh. Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah.
Luckily, I was blessed with an enormous bladder.
Mm hmm.
And I can hold it for as long as I need to, always. That's never a problem for me.
It has got to be very, very bad for me like while you're hours working. Past.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, I had to pee at
I
breakfast.
Did recently. Like, so I'm going to be stopping in 2.5 TMI, hours. TMI, but I'll tell every 5 listeners that you have. I've never had a UTI before in my life until like a year ago.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what was happening to me because I had never
You're like, I have had it vagina before. Cancer.
And I'm dying. Didn't have, like, some people talk about a UTI and they're like, oh, it's like burning. You know, like, uh-huh. That wasn't my experience at all. I just, like, couldn't control my bladder.
Huh.
And I was, we went somewhere with our kids. I don't know. And then we were, like, going to a birthday party and stopped to, like, buy a card at Walgreens. And I was, like, going pee every 2 minutes because it would be like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, I have to pee so bad. And then you go and it's like
nothing.
So I'm in Walgreens and I'm like in the card section and I'm like, oh my God, I have to pee. And then I like couldn't move. I'm like, if I take a step, I'm just going to pee. Yeah. I just peed my pants. Like,
but it wasn't that much, right?
Oh, it was enough to go down my pant leg and like dribble onto the floor.
Huh.
Well,
and then I bought my cards and went out to the car and I'm like, Chris, we need to go home because I need to change my pants.
We all it's had funny as that conversation as
at my
husbands.
Age, I would not even care. I'd be like, oh, oops.
Fuck it.
Oh,
I was just like, whatever. I mean,
yeah.
What can I do about it? And then I went to the doctor and they're like, yeah, this seems like
I can't believe you never had a UTI.
Never. And I haven't had one since. Thank God. I don't know.
Well, pregnancy doesn't help. Having kids does not help with that sort of bladder control either.
Yes.
I mean, yes. That's been my experience.
You've been having trouble since you've had your three
well,
children.
Well, my bladder sphincter is really wore out these days. Mostly because of the sounding that I do. You know what that is?
That's where you put rods.
I feel that
rods
heard
down your dick.
Of that. Oh.
Yeah, I'll show you some videos
and
later.
And then you like
no, thanks.
Clang something up. And
I don't know why it's called that, but I don't think clanging is part of it.
Clanging's not involved? In my mind, it was involved.
I think guys are just like, I'm bored. Let's stick stuff up there.
We were all
I feel left
urethra?
Out. I want to stick stuff up
we
there.
We were all 7 years
but
old.
But why would that?
Right? At the same time?
I don't know how pleasurable it is.
Yeah,
like,
it didn't feel good to me when I did it at 7.
Yeah,
with like a stick I just picked up off the ground.
Oh, okay,
it could have been my problem.
Is that a thing boys do?
That is a thing.
If
that some,
if it's possible to be done, and you're bored.
Yeah,
you might pick up a stick off the ground and try and poke it and be like, "Ow, that hurts!" Ow.
There's another thing I saw. I heard just mention of, and I couldn't find any satisfying videos of it, called muffing. Look this shit up. Apparently, okay, when you're a baby, your balls are up in your abdomen, your testicles are.
I remember.
They're in a little, yeah, we all remember. And then they drop, they descend, right? Your testicles descend. Anyway, there's still like a little cavity there, and if you really feel like it, you can jam your finger in there. It's called like the intercrucial tube, something like that. Anyway, apparently it's a thing some weirdos do.
I'll give it a shot, see what happens.
So if you want to finger yourself, go for it.
To me, it probably doesn't feel good, but who knows?
I cannot feel good. I poked around. I don't see anything down there. I don't feel anything down there.
That just sounds painful.
Well, if you leave us alone for long enough, we got to find new stuff to do. This ordinary jerking off isn't going to cut it
just
for 20
get a
years.
Fleshlight that seems like it
I
would
think
help.
Fucking cell phones are going to ruin a lot of these self exploration that children do. Like before, all we had was ourselves, and now we have a cell phone which has all these cool video games on it to play.
So they're not going to be jerking off?
Mm. No, probably not. Right?
Playing Pokemon
Go.
Games?
What, you don't orgasm after you catch a Charizard?
Maybe you do. Is
only
that why you keep playing?
Is that why Pokemon's so popular?
Yeah, it has a little electrode.
That's what Pokemon
Go is
actually about.
They want to call it Pokemon Cum, but they couldn't.
It's actually, what did you say that thing was where you put a rod up your urethra?
Every time
you catch a Pokemon, it's like, ooh.
Yeah,
oh,
they,
boy.
They have
a steel rod goes up your urethra.
Man, Bluetooth technologies these days are just
amazing. Vibrates too. Yeah,
vibrates.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah. Later when you're home, look up sounding and then muffing.
Nope. I don't want to know about either of those things.
Kirsten is 50% of our listenership. We should probably...
wife's the other 50.
What do you want more of or less of in after 100 episodes?
Yeah, let's open ourselves up to criticism.
I like the 29 great questions, hey, 45 great questions, 49. 100
Nobody
great
knows.
Whatever. I like that. I think it's a good move to retire the what's wrong with Brooks thing.
Yeah, because it felt just kind of mean.
Figured it out a couple weeks back.
Yeah. I used to, actually, every episode I'd listen to, I would think, oh, that was good. Or I've thought sometimes about sending you guys emails, but...
Not as of late.
Yeah. Those are the only things that stand out to me.
We're looking for listener engagement. That's part of our metrics that we keep track of.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want to...
keep track of the metrics?
We need calls to action to force you to go to your computer and write an email.
I keep track of the metrics.
Oh, okay.
TikTok, so far, TikTok appreciates... My wife holding a big mask in front of her face.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to me showing off the basement. That got 50 views. And my wife got like 1,400 views.
Oh.
That's cool.
TikTok Talk with John and Brooks is...
I still don't
understand how TikTok works.
We do have the... You're the agent of TikTok that got us all started. Kirsten.
I know. Actually, I'm really proud of myself talk about it. I'm like, I did that.
I wanted to go back and see what I said about 9 months ago.
I'm sure you were dismissive.
No, I think you guys were just like, oh, yeah, we haven't really like gotten into that or whatever.
We're not cool like you, Kirsten.
I was like, it's for young kids.
And basically, I'm really like... ahead of the curve on
the social. Yeah,
I am a little bit younger than you guys. I'm a little bit more
More keyed in.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I think your first appearance you mentioned that you really enjoyed the artist Khalid.
Mm-hmm.
And then like 6 months later he blew up.
Yeah.
So she's basically a tastemaker.
I'm basically Gen Z.
I get it. Okay. She's a zoomer.
Mm-hmm.
Khalid.
Even though I'm actually an old millennial.
No, I think tech, well, I mean, like we always talk about, who cares where the line's drawn? But I am an old millennial. I think you're middle-aged.
I'm on the older end.
You're much more a trend follower trendsetter.
Tastemaker.
Tastemaker.
Mm-hmm. I like that phrase better.
You're more of a tastemaker than us. We are a see it, be confused.
For a while. Begrudgingly accept it.
And then be like, is cool.
2 years later, we're like, hey.
As you've moved on, what's the next thing, Kirsten?
Yeah.
Do you know? Have they told you?
I don't know, actually.
Oh, shit.
She hasn't decided.
I really don't.
12 years
All
ago,
I can
Taylor
listen to
Swift.
Is WAP.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, WAP. We talked about WAP.
Mm-hmm.
What's WAP? You old fogey. You have no idea, do you?
What's WAP?
Just
is that
wait.
Like
No, you'll find out.
What is it? Is it a new
You'll
app?
Find out in like 6 months.
It's not an app, it's a song.
It's a song by Cardi B. It's called WAP, Wet Ass Pussy, is what it stands for. And it's a very provocative, sexy song. And that's all the kids are talking about these days.
I'm doing a TikTok to it later on tonight.
There is a dance to it.
Yeah,
I will not learn the dance.
If you did that, TikTok famous.
Yep.
Guaranteed.
The problem is, I can't dance. That's the number one
That
problem.
Actually, I think, will help you.
Yeah, I agree. There's a high kick involved, but maybe you could like tailor that piece a little bit to
medium,
fit your abilities.
Medium mm-hmm. kick?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you try, I think people will enjoy it. You'll get I think you will get a viral TikTok.
I think if
eventually.
You did that, you would, yeah.
Yeah. You could break the internet, Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know, man. What would happen?
All right.
I'd be
$9.
I love it. They're like, hey, some of the people with trending songs are on there like, I made $7 from the song that got played.
Yeah. 27 million times. Yeah.
So they only play 7 seconds of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, John.
Yes, sir.
What's happening?
Are you out of stuff?
I'm out of stuff.
Oh, okay.
I made for our 100th episode. I made John this wooden thing.
Hooray.
It's got a 100 on it.
Can you
hear
it? I got it in my hot tub. It's too hot for the hot tub.
It is.
And I carved this out of wood for John.
What kind of wood is this?
That is a wood I found
On the beach?
On the beach of underneath the St. John's Bridge.
Nice.
It was a little waterlogged. I sliced that up about 6 months ago.
You know what? The St. John's Bridge is my wife and I's favorite bridge. Well, that's where we had our wedding photos.
Oh, that's really sentimental.
That is why
I gave it to you.
Wow, how thoughtful.
That is exactly why.
Speaking of thoughtful, that gift for your wife was from me, from my wife.
Your wife did the best job.
No, she didn't have anything to do with that fucking gift.
She's so Etsy fiend.
No,
all over that Etsy and found that gift for my wife.
So
my wife appreciates it so much. Thank you, Tanya, for that gift for my wife.
All right, shut up. So 2 weeks ago, I enlisted Brooks to help me do my flooring, like I was talking about. And after the pod, I was chatting with Jamie, and she was like, oh, you know, it's kind of a bummer to lose Brooks for a day on the weekend because we only get to see him on the weekend.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you're right. That's kind of shitty. And so instead of thanking Brooks with a gift for helping me with the flooring, I bought a gift for your wife to thank her for allowing me to use you because you're just a commodity to be bought and sold.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that
she's used to it.
I know your wife
gets a big check at the Ivory Friday.
At the end of the, yeah, well, you know. Anyway, I know that she has this hip bag that she really likes, and I thought, oh, I bet I could find a nice one on Etsy. So I dicked around on the internet and found one that seemed to be pretty good, and I ordered it. And of course, it came from Bend, Oregon, which makes tons of sense. And I got it. I gave it to you to give to your wife. And then my wife gets all the credit from Jamie.
Tanya.
Because she assumed my wife picked it out for her. I was like, no, that's fucking for me.
You're
did all that.
You're a thoughtful gift giver. You made me something once, but I don't know if that was Tanya's doing or yours.
No.
No.
John is the most thoughtful person I know.
Well, if I remember and take the time to do it.
Sure.
Oh, and also, not that Dave listens, but I bought Dave a dash cam because we were talking about mine. He seemed really interested. And I bought him one to give him when he came over to help us with the flooring. He didn't fucking come over. And then I saw him last week and I gave it to him and he felt like a real asshole. I was like, hey, I got you this gift for not helping me, you piece of shit.
He was like, I was, I told you I was doing something. I was watching NBA. You know, they have 4 games a day.
And fishing or something.
Fishing.
Chris was talking about.
Fishing.
But, yeah, your husband was talking about.
Tip to friends of John's. Do not claim to like something in front of John.
Jamie was right. 90% of the time, it's my wife's doing.
He might remember the thing you said that you liked.
She's also a very good gift giver.
She is very considerate. She thinks about things for a long time. But this was like the one time out of 100 that I actually had something to do with it, and I did not get the credit.
And I'm sorry. Oh, Tanya got all that credit.
Well, I hope your wife likes
There's no sloppy seconds on credit.
Oh,
she gave away the main credit to your wife.
Yeah, it's gone now.
It's gone.
Used up.
You're going to have to get it from her.
That's okay. She deserves it.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking that.
It's a very nice...
I hope she likes it. I hope she gets some use out of it.
She's been wearing it. It's got so many pockets.
It's quite big. I was a little worried it was too big, but... It's made out of leather. It's thin. It's not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
I agonized over this stupid hip bag. I was like, it's got to be just right. It's got to fit in with Jamie. There are some festival bags that I was looking at, which are a little more decorative.
Oh.
I didn't want to be flashy. It's hard. It's hard. You know? It's hard to buy stuff for women.
My wife has gone down deep into making her own clothes and stuff.
But she's a very good seamstress.
She has become one.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And like now she looks at that leather bag and like, I can make
she's
this.
Like, I could do this.
Dude, she totally could, right?
Yeah. That's
all these things. She has all the stuff and all the skills.
Leather good thing that I have. It's like she could probably make that too.
That was like
leather is hard though.
Because you need
a whole thing.
Special sewing machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like strong needles, awls.
But anyways. Thanks, Tanya.
Yeah, thanks, Tanya. Speaking of Tanya, you wanna burn through one of her questions? So we gotta get through these so we can get to Joe's. All right. Question 30. Oh, I'm sorry, 29. What is a weird movie that you would deem a cinematic masterpiece? Maybe something other people don't appreciate? Underappreciated movie?
I love this movie
The Big Lebowski.
From my youth. No, everybody calls that a cinematic magic masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The Big Lebowski? Everybody knows.
I guess.
Right, Kirsten?
She's never
I've
seen
never
it.
I've never watched the whole thing.
Well, it's because you have too many white Russians while you're watching.
I've only watched like maybe 3/4 of it one time.
Hmm.
It's pretty weird. It mostly speaks to me as a human who likes to just hang out and just let life take them like a tumbleweed down the road.
See. Yeah.
And Tommy Tricker and the Stamp Traveler.
What? Is this a movie?
This is a movie. I'll loan it to you on DVD.
Again, I have no mechanism to play DVDs.
Because
it's the year 2020.
Listen back to this, and when you do, Tommy Tricker and the Stamp Traveler.
Okay.
It's a Canadian-made movie. Uh-huh. Somehow my family got into it in yeah. like the mid-90s or early 90s, and that was like a VHS tape we had, but cinematic masterpiece.
So instead of like Forrest Gump, you're like, give me that Tommy Tricker? Was that same era?
It was like, yes.
Okay.
Maybe earlier. It could have been late 80s.
Oh, okay.
But it's like from Canada, back when kids could just run free and jump onto stamps and be mailed to Australia.
What?
Mm. Yeah. Hey, watch the movie, John.
I don't think I will. I got better things
you
to do.
You can ride stamps if you say the special...
Oh, jeez. Is that why you became a mailman?
Yep.
You're a mailman, right?
That is exactly why... Donald Trump wants to get rid of my profession.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's another podcast. What about you, Kirsten? Do you
have So when I was younger, I don't know. It was like this movie
Borat.
That my grandma had. It was a live action German version of the fairy tale Hansel and Gretel.
Okay.
But it was like real people.
Yeah.
Not like a cartoon. And it's fantastic.
Really?
The witch is pretty scary, but it's really good.
Have you watched it recently?
I haven't watched it recently. Actually, my cousin, probably like 4 years ago, she like found a version of it on the internet. And I think she sent it along to me, but I should go back and look at that because I never watched it again. But it was just a VHS tape that we had. It was very good, though.
Mine was, mine held up.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying, John.
Have you seen it recently?
My dad found a website that will make out-of-print DVDs and, like, one-offs. Tommy Tricker and the Stamp Traveler. What was yours called?
It was just called, like, Hansel and Gretel, but it was, like, a German version of it.
Your parent, they were German? Or no?
No, it had like subtitles.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, reading. Boring.
Boo. I'm out.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, the greatest movie of all time also is Clueless.
That's a very valid argument.
That's my favorite movie.
Paul Rudd is in that? Young
yeah.
Paul
he is.
Rudd?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a perfectly written movie.
It is.
It's
fantastic.
An excellent film.
And it holds up. Like
like crazy.
That's probably the movie that anytime, like when I was younger and we had cable TV and there was always like random movies on different
mm-hmm,
channels.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime that was on, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, Clueless.
Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. Forrest Gump is that way for me.
That's mm-hmm. a good movie.
That movie was like really important to me for some mm-hmm. reason as a kid. I had that.
93?
And like Mrs. Doubtfire, I thought was a great film.
I liked that
great
too.
Film.
93 was...
Yeah, somewhere in there. 94.
It was earlier than Forrest Gump. I mean, Forrest Gump was earlier than it seems like it was like 98.
No.
I think it was
no.
early. It was like 96, I thought.
Yeah, we'll never know.
We'll never know. Can't ever know.
But I had like this little shelf next to the TV of VHSs, and it was like Mrs. Doubtfire, Forrest Gump, Jurassic Park. I'd watch like Aladdin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Lion King.
You know, surprisingly, those, because I don't know if you guys have Disney Plus.
No,
but we do.
I do.
And I've been watching kind of the classic Disney movies with my kids. And at first I was like, oh man, they're not going to like this. Like, they're going to think the animation is like lame because, you know, it's not like Pixar. It doesn't look all
sure.
cool. They freaking love it. And I'm like, these movies hold up.
Yeah.
Like, we've watched Aristocats twice.
Oh, really?
101 Dalmatians, Aladdin.
Aladdin is
Aladdin is
sweet.
Great. That's
yeah.
a great movie.
We haven't watched Beauty and the Beast yet, but I've been trying to get him to watch that. Yeah,
I really mean, like
even 101 Dalmatians, I'm like, I didn't expect this to
does
like...
it actually? I haven't seen that in a million years.
It's pretty... My kids love it.
One of my Owen's favorite movies is WALL-E, speaking of Pixar.
Mm.
And that, I fucking love that movie.
That's a good
the
movie.
More I watch it, the more I'm like, this is a masterpiece. Mm-hmm. Because there is no talking.
Yeah.
For like 45 minutes?
Like the first half of the movie. And they still like convey this character's emotions and his motivations and what he wants and what he hopes for. And they don't talk at all. And I think it's just really smart.
Yeah.
Really interesting the way they made that movie.
That is a good movie.
So, John?
Yes, sir.
100 episodes. That,
what?
That Four Loko.
It works.
As much power
it
as
does,
it used to.
It does have 14% alcohol, and they're not lying about that.
There's
your can doing. I like how it says we ID on the can.
The guy did not ID
me.
They
did not ID me either. Because I was hanging out in this basement.
Must
you
be
showed
your
up
beards.
With stuff.
I have not been carded in a long time.
I got carded the other day, and the lady was like, oh, I would have never thought you were that age. I'm like,
are you flirting with me, madam?
Like, I think you just say that to people because everyone's wearing a mask, and you, like, probably just ask everyone because you can't really see their face.
Yeah. What's it? They didn't card you and you had a mask on?
Yeah, of course.
So
yeah,
this,
look old as shit.
Just
he's
a,
like, yeah, this fat ass isn't fucking
teenagers
19.
Get what are they, crow foot eyes?
What?
Crow's feet?
Crow's feet in your eyes and look super old.
Get some
old,
gray hair and look like shit.
And then put a mask on and go buy some booze.
I remember in high school when I was in track and field, I was throwing the shot put, you know, as you might have guessed.
Because you like throwing balls.
Yeah. Throw a rock far. And there was this dude at Gresham High School, I think, and he had just fucking hair all over his back and a full-ass beard, and he was a senior in high school. I was like, God damn, look at that guy. He could buy beer, I bet. Because he was, you know, fully a man, and he was still in high school, and he was also very good at throwing the rock.
He was better than you at throwing rock?
He could throw that heavy rock farther than I could throw that heavy rock.
Man, how bad
must
did you
have
feel?
Must have been all the hair.
How bad
I think
did
so.
You feel not being able to throw that rock? As
I didn't
far as
feel too
guy.
Bad because I was still a child and he was a man.
Okay.
Yeah. I also, when I wrestled, I had to wrestle a few adult men when I was 16. I was like, this sucks.
Only one of my balls is popped down that yuffing path. Fluffing?
Muffing.
Was it like, oh, actually, this is a question for you guys.
Yes.
So in high school, as a girl, it was like really easy to get alcohol.
Nope.
Not for guys.
It was easy to play.
I think you were
Nintendo
much
64.
Cooler than I was in high school.
I mean, I probably was, but.
I didn't drink till the summer between junior and senior year. It's the first time I drank. And then maybe like twice before I went off to college.
I mean, I.
You were.
I was like a party kid.
She was dating Pablo Escobar, is what I heard.
Yeah,
oh,
I was.
So you were doing a lot of that yayo?
No, he did. I don't do that. I don't do drugs.
As we all drink alcohol.
But she's wearing a tiara right now.
She's dripping.
I just remember, like, all my friends, it was like, oh, we always had, I don't even know where we got it. Old dude. Like,
that's the problem.
Old guys that were like in their 20s, like, why are you hanging out with teenagers?
Well, you know why.
You talk to
now
them.
That I'm an adult, but it's like, it was so weird.
If the alcohol age was 16, how much of this, like, 18-year-olds dating 26-year-olds would be
reduced,
going on?
I think.
Because it's like, they knew.
Well, you know, in,
well,
like
I
in
think
Europe,
the cool
it's
thing though about
normalized.
Dating an older person when you're in high school too. I never dated anyone that was older. Like my boyfriend was in also in high school,
Seventh year senior.
I actually don't know if he's graduated high school yet.
Oh no, still working. Never give up. Never quit.
It's like they would have like their own apartment or something.
Oh,
no.
So glamorous.
So it was like it seemed really cool. Like I had a couple friends that dated older guys, and we'd be like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna go to his apartment."
Wow, Jason's so cool.
And then you get to their apartment, and it has like a couch and a hand towel. It's like, oh. It's like, oh.
Jason's so cool. His parents kicked him out. Yeah, right. Exactly. Such a fucking loser.
Yeah, exactly.
He had to bump up his hours at Subway.
But he drives a Honda, and whoa, it has like a, what are those big muffler things that make
glass
noise?
Glass pack.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was 100 episodes of the podcast.
Yeah.
Now we're going to continue talking about things.
We need like a confetti, like, popper thing.
We did it.
Do you think when we started this in March of 2018, the world was going to be so fucking terrible 100 episodes
yeah,
later?
Yeah, it's about the same.
Did you think when you started that you would get to 100 episodes?
I don't know. It hasn't really been that hard.
I had all the stuff. It was already at my house.
Yeah.
It's not like it was going to... If like, somebody broke into my house and stole this thing that's in front of me...
Oh, we would have never.
Podcast would have been canceled.
But now, if someone stole it, do you think you'd replace it?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. Probably. It'd take a couple weeks or months, but we'd get around to it. Get around to it.
I do remember being very excited to do this. Mm-hmm. I thought it'd be a great way to spend more time with my friend Brooks and get to know him better, which I think is... which has happened.
I'm still excited.
Yeah, it's fun.
I get butterflies in my stomach thinking about
aww.
It. How do you feel, John?
I think
you're
it's
so
funny
cool.
as
I fucking
like a
hate
guest.
It.
It's kind of exciting, even
yeah.
though I
even
like
though
talk
like...
to you guys a lot.
All the time.
Like,
it really brings
the
stakes up.
It
for
does.
Some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, you definitely have to turn on and talk a lot more than you would ordinarily.
Yeah.
And it's been a fun way to annoy people that I casually know. Try to coerce them to come on.
Mm-hmm.
And I've really enjoyed it.
So what are your goals for the next 100 episodes? Is there like a big guest that you haven't been able to get to come on yet that you like really are
like
striving for?
I mean, CEO of Plaid Pantry.
Oh. So
we've been emailing him every week.
I bet I could
stopped,
get him for you guys.
I stopped months ago, actually. I reached out to him for a week.
Oh, you did? Really?
I reached out to the CEO of Plaid Pantry and no return email.
I think it'd be fun to get through all, you know, like the people I don't get to see a lot, like Jeffy would be fun. Sean. I think Schmack will be really fun. Let's see.
You guys should have Chris O'Donnell on to talk about
OOD.
Absolutely. Teaching remotely or whatever.
Yeah, he's going through all the all that shit right now, which would be really cool. And he, you know, he's just a cool guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'd be fun to have Brett on remotely. I'd like to chat with him.
I recently learned the names of one of the recently homed guys.
There we
door.
Go. One of them. That'd
Steve.
Be a lot of fun.
Steve is his name.
Yeah.
That would actually be kind of interesting to hear people's stories.
Well, apparently you can just become homeless for dumb things like we talked about, like not going paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
He's like, I was married for 25 years. We got divorced. And then I didn't have enough money to pay for, like, I was just talking with his
sure.
next door. And he's like, so I'm starting over. I'm 55.
See, and that guy'd be cool
I mean,
to talk to.
It's pretty easy to become homeless if you lose your...
Yeah.
I mean, most people... A lot of people live paycheck to paycheck, so...
And one thing I don't appreciate enough is that I have, you know, built into the privilege of where I was born and who I was born to, I have a huge support structure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have family that cares about me, and I have siblings, and I have friends, and all this stuff. And, if I was an only child, and I'd, you know... Nobody gave a shit if I lost my job and I could become homeless.
But not before episode 200.
You think we'll make it?
I think you'll make it.
50-50. If your car breaks down, maybe not.
Well, I have a car for work.
If you start working remotely from home, it's like,
you know,
you
what?
Give up your second car.
I mean, it's never a hard decision to be like, hey, I'm going to go hang out with my buddy Brooks for an hour
John.
And a half. So,
and bring this green.
I don't know if I'll buy this Four Loko again.
I mean, I brought this nice bottle of wine for you guys.
I know. I wish I drank wine. Maybe I'll drink it on the way home.
Huh?
Maybe I'll drink it on the way home.
There you go.
I'm driving. All right, Kirsten. Well,
okay.
Thanks so much for coming on. Mm-hmm. It was great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
You're our most loyal listener.
Next time I come on, I'll tell you guys a poop story instead of a pee story.
What?
I'm just
kidding.
You
saved it?
I don't have any poop stories.
Not yet. I pooped my pants while I was on episode 100.
I'll give you some of those jalapenos.
Save it, though.
Save it. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, God.